And she's done humming.
I need you so, I need you so.
Welcome back to All of This is Temporary, brought to you by how quickly we become used to a thing and then get annoyed by the cables.
It's always annoyed me. It always has.
But now you're comfortable enough in the chair that you feel like you can just take all the time you need to make yourself comfortable. We got a schedule to keep here.
We do. I know. It's 11:05. I need to go on airplane mode.
Shit, I didn't do that. Well,
don't worry. I won't text you while you're...
But I did manage to finally fix all the ridiculous thumbs up things. Like, I don't know if you know this, but three people watched the last episode and...
Did they complain?
All three of them. Well, where they may not have complained, they definitely were annoyed. I could tell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From the comments?
Yeah, the lack of comments? I could just feel it somewhere, you know?
Yeah, is it spidey senses or spiny senses?
Did you say spitey or...
Spidey.
Spidey. It's spidey.
It's spidey.
As in Spider-Man.
So I've always thought it was spiny, and then someone on a work message... wrote spidey, and I was like, oh, I've been getting that wrong this whole time.
How long ago was this?
The other day.
You've Friday? Been saying spiny sense?
I mean, I don't know. I'm spidey. I don't know.
You never read a Spider-Man comic book?
No, is that where it comes from?
Yeah.
Oh.
He had spidey sense. So one of the... When after he got bit by the spider that was like an augmented lab created spider, then that's how he got the super strength and his spidey sense, which is not having to see the danger, but knowing that somebody's about to pull a trigger. So then he can dodge, and his spidey sense was, I mean, in every spidey sense tingling is what it was. But it's funny because if you have never read a comic book, I would think spiny sense too, because that's your spine. It's like tingling up your spine.
Yeah.
Because that's also sort of in the vernacular matrix, in the zeitgeist.
Yeah. I mean, I never really heard the term until I was spending a lot of time with Elise in Mexico back during COVID, and she used to say it all the time. And that's when I first heard it. But I think I heard spidey, but in my head it was always spiny. And then when I saw it written, I was like, oh, I need to set this straight. So thank you for setting it straight.
I didn't.
Well, I guess
oh, I did. I yeah, guess yeah, I yeah. did. But you yeah. knew you were wrong.
But this is the girl who also says, what's the word? Especially.
Specifically.
She's so intelligent and specifically, so she good says, at her job. And I'm like, she's especially good at her job. I think I'm just mishearing her.
Nuclear.
Because she's very intelligent.
Nuclear.
Nuclear, dude.
Yeah, spidey sense. Shit, I was going to say something about that, but then it's gone.
Oh, you were?
It went away.
Oh,
well, okay. I had something
you wrote
funny.
It down.
Well, no, I wrote something else.
Your notebook.
But we could backtrack a half a step. And what were you just saying? Your friend Elise, and in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then I was like,
she said it a lot.
You just learned it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for setting me straight.
Oh, that was it. That's the thing. Yeah, I was going to say I'll set you straight anytime you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did yesterday.
I'll set you straight.
Sorry. Audience.
What she's talking about is not what you think.
No.
Yeah. I really set her straight. So we have a couple. We actually have so much to go over because it's been 2 weeks.
I'm so excited.
I'd like to apologize to everyone out there for last week's interview. No, I'm kidding. It was really fun to do a 3-hour. So we'll kind of go backwards and start with the easy stuff and then get into the really fun stuff. But last week, the 3-hour with myself and BJ, which was, I didn't really know what to expect. I knew we had talked about doing the podcast and he was excited to do it. And in fact, he has seen the progression of the studio And so when I was like completing it, he was like, dude, when you get it done, I really want to, like, I want to sit down. And he like came prepared and had like a notebook and had like stuff, topics he wanted to discuss, like important things, news and stuff. And it was a totally different experience. When we hit the 1 hour mark,
it was a different experience when someone comes prepared. I'm never, I'm like, I have new words this week.
No. Yeah. That's funny. But what I mean is when someone comes prepared to like with topics that they think are important as opposed to topics that they think they can point at and laugh and make sort it
of stuff that just annoys us.
Just make a fart noise with your armpit and call that. You know? So that was really fun. And at 1 hour I was like, okay, I didn't, because I'm so used to us just going for an hour, I assumed that he would be like on the 1 hour thing. But when I asked him before he came in, I said, well, what time do you want? Do you want to do it earlier, like coffee time, or later, like beer time? And he goes, oh, no beer. I got shit to do later today. And I'm like, okay, cool. So right then is when I sort of got the inkling that, oh, maybe he's thinking of doing like a longer show. So then I was like, okay, kind of prepared for it. So when we hit the 1 hour, he didn't show any signs of like slowing down. So I said, okay, we'll just let it go. When we hit 2 hours, it was so interesting to see, like, it's almost a weird, it seemed like a form of delirium, kind of. Because we're sitting here, we're locked in, we're looking at each other, we're talking ideas back and forth, and 2 hours is a relatively exhaustive amount of time to be going at that. Your brain is firing. And we hit this like stride where we were both kind of yelling and talking. So the last episode, if you noticed, for everybody, anybody who listened, was a little bit quiet because we were yelling so much that in order for me to edit out all of the red sounds, which is that when you peg the red on the soundboard, it crackles and stuff and you're not supposed to leave it in, I would have had to spend another 3 hours just going through and toning down, just creating the segments. So I just said, you know what, I'm just going to turn the whole thing down.
And to everybody who made the mistake that I did and listened to that podcast and then listened to another one directly after it, I'm sorry for your ears also.
I am not sorry.
I was not expecting that.
I
was blasted in my car.
This is why you get both sides from this podcast. She's sorry, so we are sorry, but also I'm not. I'm fuck happy. It's a form of bullying, really. It's like, oh, we're going to turn our podcast way down so that when you get to the next one, it's like, blam, and you're like,
you brought up bullying, and on our last recording, we talked about driving etiquette, and I just want to say that I am very conscious right now of me being a bully on the road, and I am consciously trying not to be a bully, and I'm making sure that I'm 2/1,000th seconds away.
Wow. Hold on a second. We gotta make some.
Is that your clapping? Is it right?
Wow. Because
now I see other bullies on the road, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be like that guy.
No, you don't. You don't want to be.
I don't want to bully because it's scary when someone's coming up behind you like that. I don't. Right. People do it to me, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm going fast. What are you doing this for?
Yeah, and I have become just an absolute old man behind the wheel.
Yeah, I've seen worse, but you're not that bad, actually.
Give me 20 years. I think so. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to start using it as a form of bullying you. That's what Bill does.
What was that?
Was that the dog?
No, that's Pearl.
Oh, it's the cat. Well, the dog, I guess,
has a treat.
I guess we're bringing it up.
The dog's out of the bag.
The dog is in the house.
Yes, I got what I wanted.
She always gets what she wanted. Pearl. She's about to get kicked out, too.
You're about to go sit in the living room with the dog.
I'm kicking her out. You vamp.
Well, it's not a good idea when he leaves the microphone to me, but Pearl's usually pretty good. I don't know what her issue was today, but she was drawn to that that thing before we even started.
She is a completely different cat now.
Is she?
Since the addition of bad, bad Leroy Brown.
He's so good. No, he is a good dog, except sometimes, unless there's a rabbit around. The morning cuddles have kind of stopped, but I also, I don't know. I feel like I'm never here, so I don't see the bad stuff. I'm like the dad that works all the time, and then everything's rosy when you get home.
Well, she, for the record, I have been working for the last 2 weeks also.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, while I'm sitting at home, just powdering my nose in anticipation, reading The Good Housewife.
Cleaning the baseboards.
Homekeeping. You know, I put the magnet on the fridge that says a place for everything and everything in its place. And I'm like, you know what we mean.
Yeah. Women, live, laugh, ladies. Eat.
I love that.
Or what is
did
it?
Did you ever see, there was a, so The Good Housekeeping, there's like a guide to a good wife. And it's like 10 things. It's like, put on a little bit makeup before he comes home and make sure the children are away. And when he, give him a whiskey and he needs 5 minutes before you don't start talking to him right away. And it was like this checklist of things. Uh-huh. And then in that same like era of magazines, this is like the 1940s or 1930s, I think like 30s and 40s, there was also this like complete kitchen that they would sell you. So there was an advertisement in the newspaper, old timey advertisement, and it was like the complete kitchenette. So it was like, it was for one of those like the stove, the gas stove that also is a little mini refrigerator and oven and like what Bill has in the honey house, the old porcelain stove. Okay. And it's like a drawer that pulls out and it has your cutting board and all this stuff, the complete kitchen. And the advertisement shows that it's like a cartoon drawing of a kitchen with a woman standing in the kitchen with her apron on. And it says a place for everything and everything in its place. And all I could see was
she's in her place.
A room full of men making this advertisement going, right? I mean, this is what it is, right?
Am I right? They'll get it.
Everything in its place.
Including her.
Especially her.
Give it up for her.
Misogyny. Oh, yeah. Kill Tony, because there's that's hilarious. We were watching Kill Tony live, and they have two ring girls. He has a ring girl that comes out, and Heidi will.
I even have a crush on Heidi.
She's the quintessential hot chick.
Yeah,
she works out. You can tell, but it's
she takes
not
care of herself. She's the
she
boss
doesn't look
lady
like
too.
A man. Mm-hmm. She's got a brain on her. She's funny. Mm-hmm. She's the hang. We have a like she. Tony never looks at her, which makes me think, yeah, they're totally sleeping together. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, that's got to be the most difficult. My stomach
is that?
Coming
is that
through
your stomach?
The burrito.
A little monster inside of you.
That's hilarious.
You're like, is that the dog?
Yeah. Was it me? Anyway, then they've got another ring girl when they do the big show, and she has been working out. You can tell, like, she was hot. They both are strippers, by the way. They're from the Red Rose and the Yellow Rose.
But Heidi is the boss at the
yes,
strip club.
But that means
she's the head stripper.
But she also strips, right? So they're still strippers.
She gets the...
And the other one is, like, used to be hot and let it go because she was, like, probably really just happy to make the money that she's making, because even not being amazing, you're going to make money as a stripper. But you don't go on TV with that shit. And she thought she was still hot, so she was, like, spending too much time thinking that they're liking her, but she's dog meat next to Heidi. And so
really,
Tony always says, give it up for Heidi, everybody. And the crowd goes crazy because it's just a sausage fest of a show. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, oh, we got to throw out a hot chick every once in a while. And then when the other one comes out, he's like, and give it up for her. Because he doesn't remember her name. And she's such a throwaway. She's a throwaway girl.
She just, I hate talking about people like this, but I did notice she has more abs this time.
She's been
it's
going
gotten
to the
better,
gym.
But then she was wearing the same outfit as Heidi. This was on like the New Year's show, and she's wearing the same outfit. Heidi looked incredible in the outfit, and the other girl looked okay in the front, but then when the back, the back was really nice because then like the only thing that came out were the butt cheeks.
Yeah.
It looked so good on Heidi, but then on her, it was just kind of flat a little bit.
She has the saggy bottom.
She has the saggy bottom.
She gave up. She didn't keep
working
out.
But the booty is the hardest. It's so hard to build. I've been working on it for years.
Me too.
I've gotten pretty far, but still.
I have not.
Yeah. Mine's still hard. It's hard.
I finally got the ankle strap things so we can... It works. My favorite, I've got my new joke is the walk away. That's the other one that I've got to write. I've got to try out this week, hopefully. Oh, speaking of which, what time is it? Okay, what time is it?
It's 11:20.
All right, we're only going to do 55 minutes. Actually, no, we'll do it the whole time, but my phone is going to go off. Mm-hmm. When the alarm goes off, that's going to be the end of it.
Okay.
Shoot. I'm ruining it all. But anyway, give it up for Ann Her.
Will they ever bring a girl out that looks equivalent to Heidi? I mean, I've never seen a girl on that stage. Like, everybody looks like trash
next
to her. I feel like trash when I'm looking at Heidi because she's so gorgeous.
Oh, you mean like a bucket pole?
Well, not a bucket pole. No, but like a different stripper lady.
I don't know. They're advertising.
I don't know if anybody could ever compare next to Heidi. Well,
right. They're advertising girls from the Red Rose and the Yellow Rose. So I don't know how many girls like Heidi are going to be strippers instead of become millionaires' wives.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Because that's just easier. I love that Donald Trump, speaking of that.
I could have been a millionaire's wife.
Let's get into you could have been. Fuck. How about Thousandaire?
He's got thousands, everybody. He's got...
Just ask him.
He's got millions of jokes, though.
So many jokes. Millions of talents. I have millions of lots of stuff. I have millions of cells. I think there's millions of sperm. Let's see. Millions of... That's about it.
All right, what else are we talking about today?
Well, we had just barely mentioned that you get everything that you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
And so, welcome to our house here, Leroy Brown. Welcome. He's a boy.
It's a boy.
He's a boy dog. And we rescued him from a fire.
From a bad name.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. That's what I've got that I want to talk about. Because I was thinking, could you imagine that you're like an orphan and you get adopted and they go, we don't like your name. We're going to call you something else now. Which is what we did.
Because he's three. So in human years, what is that? 20? 21?
He's just three. I don't do that.
Okay, well, what other people, not what you would do, but what other people would count it, it's times seven, right?
That's the theory.
That's
yeah.
What people
so
do.
For 21 okay. years, he's been Taco, and now he's Leroy Brown.
Now he's cool.
Yeah. Taco is such a bad name. It's, all I could think is a child gave him that name.
Yeah. But I will say that it has given, because you know, I work in tech and I do, you know, operations and marketing, so I do a lot of tests and I do test emails on things because I can't always use my own email, and so now I have a good one. It's taco.tuesday@barker.com. thank you Taco for inspiring my new test email name.
So
are you confused by that?
Yeah, I don't know what is going on.
You don't know
on.
What I'm talking about? Oh.
No, I do. You set up an account with the company.
Oh, no. Like if I'm testing like a new form, like a...
Let's say
you're signing up for an event.
Taco...
I do a test
Tuesday.
Email. Yeah, do Taco Tuesday.
But they don't know that it's about a dog whenever you do the test.
No.
Yeah.
No, but it makes me smile whenever you see it.
That's good. We did adopt him on Tuesday, which is...
How, that's where the Taco Tuesday came in.
Yeah. And he's a cute boy. He's a handful.
He is.
Boy can pull.
I've never had a dog pull me like that before.
Yeah.
He's strong.
53 pounds, pulls like he's 80 pounds. No, it's me still.
That's still you?
Yeah.
Gosh. Biker burrito.
Yeah. Well, I've just got so much to say. It's all coming from within. What are you going to do? So yeah, I was just thinking that's funny, like that you just get a dog and then you say, we're going to call you something different. And guess what? He doesn't listen. But it's not his fault. He just doesn't know that that's what he's supposed to listen to.
No, but I mean, he knows when we're out there in the wash and we're calling, he hears our voices. He knows he's supposed to come.
Yeah, especially by the way he will get close. So, spoiler alert. I like to let my dog off the leash. And I just can't stop thinking about the car joke. I know. I saw a Toyota Corolla with a spoiler, big old spoiler on it. A wing race car spoiler. And I thought to myself, spoiler alert. And it made me laugh for days.
Weeks. We're still laughing about it.
But yeah, I like to let the dog off and let him run because I think it's good. Teach him to come back or see if he'll come back. And I have little tricks that seem to have worked before and they are sort of working now, but he mm-hmm. definitely knows he'll like come run and get within like a foot and then he realizes, oh shit, they're going to chain me back up. And then he just boogies back off. It's like, all right, mm-hmm. you just got to let him run.
He wasn't ready. But when he did come back to us in the end, he
charged ready. Through. He did. Absolutely barrel. I tried to catch him and
he loved that. That's how he plays.
Yeah.
That's the pit bull on him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
53 pounds, long legs, short torso, just like me.
Just like you, baby.
Actually, he's proportionate. He's way handsomer.
He's got very long legs, though.
Yeah, he does.
His torso is also long, but it's like short. Like it's not, mm-hmm. you know.
It's narrow.
It's narrow.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't have a tall. He doesn't have a very tall torso.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's been fun. Boy dogs are different. He's like, I'll sleep in the other room. I'm good.
Yeah, we got this giant bed for him, and it was in the living room. This is the first night, and then when it was time for bed, I picked up this giant bed. You need like two people to move it into the bedroom, and he came in and he sat on it for a second. We're all in bed. And then he got up and walked into the living room to lay in there instead, which is so weird. So we moved the bed back into the living room.
And he was most appreciative. And that's where he sleeps.
That's his spot.
Yeah, where we put his bed first. Because he did come, quote unquote, crate trained. Which, so a bed is like, I guess if you do it long enough and then it's sort of established that, oh, this is yours. That's his new crate. Mm-hmm. So he just goes and lays down. He does not bother getting up when I get home. I mean, he does, but he's sort of like, eh, take my time about it. He doesn't like hear the car coming and
that's so weird. I mean, maybe when he gets more used to being here.
Maybe.
And he starts liking us more.
He definitely.
He likes you more than me.
No, I don't think that's true. He definitely is. He knows what he likes. He likes walks. You know what? Here's something. This is a free tip. This is a priceless free tip for everyone out there with a dog that they're having a hard time like getting the dog to behave. Just walk him twice a day.
It's so simple.
Twice a day. On the way out, he's insane. On the way back, he's chill. He's like, just got laid energy.
You know, and people are simple too. Like, you know, your girlfriend, like you don't have to take her for a walk every day, but just, you know, take her out to dinner a couple times a month and then she's happy.
I can't tell if she's talking to you guys or me right now. I think, I'm not sure. You guys hear something? Moving on. What did you say just a second ago? Why am I such a cunt?
Oh, no.
Funny you should bring this up. You walked in the door after you picked up the biker burrito, which is now talking to the microphone. Mm-hmm. And I'm in here getting ready. And I hear from the other room, why am I such a cunt? And then the door closes and I'm like, oh, no. Did you just have an interaction, an altercation with Brooke, the owner of Earl?
The place we go to all the time.
And you were like, Oh, no, nothing like that. I just saw these two. Go ahead.
I don't know what I... Scottsdale bitches? Yeah. I don't know what I call them for. But that's what they are in my head.
Injected women. The injected women. I think that's what we should dub. That's what we should call, like, the Scottsdale type of girl. Injected women. Oh, that's a great name.
Injected women. Well, okay, so I should be more clear. It was a daughter and her mom. And the mom... I just saw her profile. Yeah, gay. I saw her profile and I was like, those are some big lips that are not natural. And I didn't like the girl. She had this cute little handbag and over her shoulder and she had those bell-bottom yoga pants. And
What?
Yeah.
Bell-bottom yoga?
You haven't seen that?
No.
Well, I guess more like flares, but they make bell-bottom ones. Actually, I have some.
What?
I just don't wear them. Yeah.
Why?
I forgot that I had those.
That is... Okay.
Yeah, they're not yoga pants. They're like stretchy.
Okay.
Big flare. They're just really comfortable. They're good to wear for work, sitting in a chair. Anyways.
Anyway, they were taking forever. All you wanted to do was pick up and they had every question. This is a common peeve.
They already ordered. This is what was aggravating. They already ordered. They had their order in.
Well, that's Brooke's fault then. She should have been like, hey, can I, what you, like, talk around them?
Yeah, hey, I mean, there's like a whole bar. Like, why don't you stand there? I'm going to get her order, and then I'll make your boozy shakes, which you probably don't really need right
look,
now. Because it's 10 a.m.
They need it because it's 10 a.m. Oh, man. I never understand this, like, oh, we're hungover. Quick, let's get more drinks into us. Hair of the dog. We talked about it before.
I did it once. When was it? And I did feel much better.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I guess it's just so, like, I would never think to do that because it's so the last thing I want when I'm hungover. But it is, I guess when you do it, it does. It feels good. All right, guys, there you go. You heard it here first. Alcohol will fix your problems.
Yes. Including your alcohol problem. You'll forget you have a problem.
Kind of problem. yeah, that's not you being a C word, but that is that was a really funny way to enter the house.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, do I have to console her?
Yeah, you looked really worried when you came into the kitchen.
Yeah, I was worried. So I was like I thought I was gonna find out.
I hope I wasn't short with her. I was kind of annoyed, but I gave her a 25% tip.
I wasn't worried about that. I was worried that you were having a meltdown. I was like, oh shit, am I about to go in here and you're crying because you just had a bad experience and you're ashamed of yourself? I was like, oh no, what? Oh. What? That's what I thought. Not that that happens.
Yeah.
But it has happened.
I have had ups and downs.
It has never happened with you, but I have seen that happen where, you know, it's like, that's the game. 10 o'clock. That's game, folks. It's raining. We're going home. She can't handle her emotions. but I'm always relieved. Yeah. You're a relief. In terms of girlfriends, you're a relief. Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
Thanks, baby.
Pretty easy, yeah.
I mean, honestly, one thing that I learned this last week, my lesson of the week. How about this?
From last night? Then you've got two lessons.
What? Oh, I have several lessons. But my biggest lesson was, you know, I just need to get enough sleep every day. Because...
Oh, how selfish of you.
I was not in a good emotional state by the end of the week. And... It was a lot of warfare going on in my head and in my heart, and it was not good. So, and then I got one night of 11 hours of sleep, and I felt so good.
You know, and that's a really good lesson, but that's not the real lesson that you learned. The real lesson you learned was last night.
Don't yell in public. I don't know when I'm doing it. And then, like, throughout the conversation, there are a couple of times after that where I was like, oh, shit, am I yelling again? When I was like leaning into you, I'm like, I think I'm talking really loud.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, okay. This is dangerous territory because this is real. Like, it is one of the things that I was like, man, that's, you have a very, the tone, the pitch of your voice, when you elevate it at a certain volume, it's very loud. It's like kind of, it's a loud noise. Like
piercing.
Piercing. Yes. But I am trying not to say that because I don't want to tell you what to do or make you change or offend you or, you know, say something. Mm-hmm. But then you, when you said it, you go, am I being loud? I'm like, yeah, well, I mean, a little bit. It's, you know, be you. And you go, oh, I'm being loud. And then you leaned in and you just spoke the correct way that people are supposed to do. And it's when the room is loud, you just compete with the noise instead of like leaning in close and then projecting a little bit and speaking a little bit slower and more deliberately, because that's how normal people do it.
I'm getting normal.
And when we were first dating, I noticed it and I was like,
funny. I didn't know.
Whew, that's one of those things that, because I would notice other people notice it.
Yeah, you said that last night.
Well, you asked.
How come you I never noticed it before?
Because nobody wants to offend you because they want to keep having sex with you.
Well, I mean, I remember, I'll never forget that time you came to my house. And I think we were going out that night. I don't remember. But you barely walked in the door and you're like, okay, I got to tell you something. And you might want me to leave after.
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
It was when I do, what's it called? Upspeak?
Oh, the vocal fry upspeak.
Vocal fry. Yes. Vocal fry upspeak. When I'm getting upset about something. Or... Don't do it. No. Stop.
I have to go.
Stop. I don't My sound laptop. Like that. I don't sound like that.
I mean, obviously I'm doing an extreme version, but.
But no, I think that it's okay that you said that. But if you also brought up me being loud in public, yeah. I would have been like, this guy, he's got to go.
He's controlling.
I would be like, he's criticizing me. Mm-hmm. He's going to want to change me. Like, no, this isn't going to work.
Like, no, so homie. Good. No, homie. We aren't going to change, homie. I speak like this.
But the vocal the vocal fry thing was good. I think you chose that battle. Well,
it's an affectation, really. Because there's no way your mom raised you to speak like that. Mm-hmm. So at some point, women who are attractive take on this vocal fry adaptation. And I don't know why. Somehow it makes sense, but I also, it shouldn't be done. It's the fingers together. It's the, I'm talking, it's me. And it's a, you know what it is? It's a complaint inside of not a compliment, but inside of like a warm statement. Like I've got friends that one friend of mine, and she's a rad snowboarder, my buddy's ex-wife. And when she would say, like, I would say, hey, how you doing? When I'd see them, we're going riding, she'd be like, I'm so good.
Like so good.
Apology. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah. She would just be like, yeah, I'm so good. Like, and you're like, wait, are you good? Because it sounds like you're crying. Can you just say, I'm good. Yeah, like things are good. But it's this weird like affectation that I think is just trying to imbue some type of an emotional attachment to whatever thing you're saying. And I'm like, I don't think this is her.
No, I think when I'm, you know, because you called out that I really go into the vocal fry when I'm talking about work stuff.
Well, that's when I would notice it, yeah.
Well, I think for me, I can't speak about, you know, when other women go into the vocal fry. It's when I'm boring myself.
Right. Because so exactly right. So you're trying to give a little more zhuzh to the thing you're saying. So you'll inflect some emotion, a lilt, an upspeak, a fry, something that is... It just tries to add to it. Like you're adding music, but not in the way that not sing-songy. Could you imagine what if there was the 1950 playwright version of vocal fry upspeak? Like, how you doing? I'm good.
Oh, and they're God. Just like
sing it along. It's the same thing.
Some people do that though.
I know. Actually. It's a nervous laugh. It's like a I lived with a roommate that was like, she would do that at the end of every statement. I'm hungry. What? I'm sorry. Is that funny?
It's a nervous thing.
I left the door. I left my key. Are you home? Huh? You're uncomfortable with yourself. Like, get a grip. This was the same house. Oh my God. One Thanksgiving, I couldn't get away fast enough because her boyfriend, Cowboy Kai, his name was Kai. He called himself Cowboy Kai to all the skiers he taught. I was teaching snowboarding in Park City. He was teaching skiing at Deer Valley. And he would call himself Cowboy Kai here for all the kids, you know, because it was like three and up. So it was
for kids, it's okay.
Yeah. But they had, he and his buddy who would come over, they were total nerds. And they would have real discussions over what is a more effective weapon, a photon torpedo or a phaser, and why, and which one's more feasible in today's life.
He had a girlfriend?
Yeah, she's the one that, okay, she put on weight when visiting Africa.
What?
She was a nervous eater and a nervous laugher.
Oh, she's the one who would eat all the time. You told me about her.
She would like laugh. Oh, okay. This is get ready for the, you want to hear the most disgusting sounds you've ever heard. Okay. Say anything to me. And I'm eating. I'm eating okay. Like a sandwich. Go ahead.
It's so pretty outside today.
And she would just like eat. It was so awkward. She would like chuckle and then just put something in her face. And she like always had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And she went, they visited.
How did you get to be roommates with her? Was it just the two of you guys that lived together?
Craigslist.
Or was it
Craigslist hookup.
Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I needed a spot in Park City and I would find them. And so I met Kai and I'm like, all right, well, these are nerds. Mainly, it's hard to find people that are responsible in a ski town. Mm. So I was like, okay, I don't want to live in a party house. But what's funny is I moved from that house, the pendulum swung so hard the other way to a place where we threw a party called Party or Die, and it was a three-story house that we would just pack with way too many people. It was over 100 years old. It is amazing that we didn't topple the house by filling it. I mean, hundreds of people in this house. Cops would come numerous times. We'd hand out flyers to the whole town. Party or Die was a thing.
And that's where you moved after the nervous nibbler.
Cause I it was like, oh my God, you know, I went to from nothing, like from the most boring, lame people to like the insane party frat. That was as close to a frat like house situation that I've ever experienced. Cause I didn't do that in college. Yeah.
Is that when you did the blow off tour?
That when was, you lived in that yeah, house? When I was living in that house, that okay. was, yeah.
That aligns.
Funnily, strangely enough, it wasn't their idea. They were all very impressed by how well this was working.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I told one of my buddies who wanted to hook up with this girl, he was all about it, and he was like, I don't know, I guess I want, and he was like pretty good at getting girls, but she was hot, so she was kind of had her own interests. And I said, dude, just blow her off. So he blows her off that night. She's blowing up his phone. Like, he has been trying real hard. Like, they had like a near miss or something one night. So I said, dude, just, you're supposed to call her, just don't call her. And he's like, really? And I go, dude, just don't call her. This is BOTO10. blow off tour 2010 101 BOTO10 101. Set something up and then bail and then don't apologize. It was so manipulative, but it worked. She just like, she blew up his phone. They were hooking up like right shortly thereafter. Like, it was as soon as you it's the old crazy. You know, oh, I'm disinterested, so then she turns her attention onto you.
Yeah.
But yeah. I like it the other way. I like, oh, we're both equally interested. That's kind of what we did. Is the cat scratching? Cat scratch fever? Well, she's just going to keep going. So, yeah, quiet talk. It turns out you can do it. We had a birthday Lucky so-and-so. We did announce it, I think, on the last one, but you have since you were about to turn 40. You are now 40.
And I feel the same.
And we accept, now you know what it feels like to go hurtling towards the earth at 130, 140 miles per hour.
Such a cool experience. I am so happy that we did that on my 40th birthday. I highly recommend like jumping out of an airplane on your birthday.
Skydiving.
Yeah. So fun. I'll definitely do it again.
Maybe you, on my me, next,
on a different birthday. Maybe on Richie's birthday.
You, me, and your dad. And your dad almost chickened out. Mm-hmm. He was getting some real cold feet there right at the last minute. But he sacked up and was riding that adrenaline drip for a few days afterwards.
Yeah. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah.
She's meowing now.
Who cares?
We don't hear her.
Nope. It's like Kill Tony. That's the cat on Kill Tony. Yeah. Oh, that's our time. I guess this is where we call it.
And then the dog's going to start.
If he starts barking, then we're like, geez, we really got to go.
No, I had such a blast. And I also, I'm just now thinking about this right now. I don't know. I don't think I would have had as much fun if my dad wasn't there for that. Because it was hard for him to make the decision to jump out of the plane. Like, he almost backed out, but he went through with it and he got the video and he was, I've never seen him so ecstatic and so happy. I've never seen him that happy.
I was watching to see if he could remember. There was one key thing that they said to keep your cheeks from flapping, and that is look up, don't look down.
Like, oh yeah.
Raise your chin so that your head is horizontal instead of eyes vertical looking down at the ground, because that's when your face fills up with air and you flap. He didn't stop looking at the ground the whole time.
And he was also holding on to
he hung on to the harness the whole time. He did not pull the ropes. He wasn't letting go. But afterwards, he was so stoked. That was really fun.
He was a new man after.
So, Rich, good job. You know what? 62 years old, 61.
He's about to be, he'll be 63 this year.
Right. So 62 years old and jumping out of airplanes, making some changes, you know, we got him on the dating app. Oh, Rich, we can't wait to hear.
I need some updates.
How that, if that's been going at all, hopefully, hopefully he's been chatting with some ladies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause he's so good at texting back.
Shout out texting back.
Mm-hmm. But you know, maybe he's like the original OG blow off tour guy.
Yeah, I don't think it flies in the 60s when you're in your 60s. That's more of a young guy's game.
Yeah.
When you're in your 60s, like, the only reason not to text back is if it takes you forever to find your reading glasses and then get your index finger out and then you couldn't find the buttons and then the phone like did a thing and then you had to call somebody to ask how to get the phone to undo the thing. And by then you forgot what you were doing because you're too old.
Yeah. Women don't put up with the same stuff that they put up with when they're younger, for sure.
Or maybe they put up with more of it because they know they're like, yeah, this is just how it goes. It's just what it is, guys.
It's how guys are. I don't know. I wouldn't put up with it.
But we're hoping that it works out. That'd be fun. Oh, I did a new open mic. Well, I went to an open mic. I didn't actually do it. I tried to sign up.
You did.
And it was 27 signups for 2 hours. The open mic is 7 to 9.
And did everybody get to go up
in a side room? I don't know. I only stayed for 40 minutes because I couldn't get on. But, you know, he was going through them and there were only like 15 people in the room, 27 signups. So it's all comedians. And then the other ones are out milling around playing pool. At one point, the country music from the bar next door was just kind of as loud as the mic. So it's just country music playing. So this is the thing that all the comedians talk about, which is a really bad open mic. So that's where I'm going to do a set this week. So if you want to come down to Bridget's Last Laugh from 7 to 9.
Oh, you're inviting me?
And everybody out there. anyone and everybody who's listening, I will be at Bridget's Last Laugh anytime between 7 and 9. So
on what night?
So on Tuesday night. So really, it's a real waste of time. And you should definitely not attend.
I definitely will not be attending this one.
There's one monitor in the back of the room. Too much bass coming through the mic. Way too much bass. It is no compression. And the light is a guy that holds up his cell phone with the light on to tell you you've got 1 minute left. And it's bad. So actually, it's going to be really fun. It's going to be after doing the open mic. There's a bit of pressure involved in the open mic at Stir Crazy because it's a big crowd and it's a real deal. So you want to do well. But at this one, it's like, it doesn't matter. This is the kind of mic where you just try out some ideas and see if people think your ideas are funny.
Yeah. 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 I think this is great.
I can't wait to tell them, spoiler alert. I'm just going to, every one of the comedians' face is going to turn inside out. And then
you're like, oh shit, that's a real joke.
And then they're going to be like, shit, that's funny. Because it doesn't go anywhere. Why it's so funny to me is like, spoiler alert. Get it?
One of my new favorite things now is I've always liked watching comedy, but I love watching comedy now, especially with you, when I see a comedian skirt around a joke that you've just told or that you've been telling. And a guy did it the other night on one of the things we were watching, and he was talking about spoiler on a shitty car. And it wasn't funny, but he had a great setup. I don't remember what it was. He had a great setup, but he didn't really have a good punchline. But
he knows it's funny that there's a spoiler on the back of a shitty car.
Yeah.
Because that car is in no danger of lifting off of the ground.
Unless it goes off of a bridge.
A racing wing on the back of a Toyota Corolla. Spoiler alert. There's nothing else to say about that.
No, because then your mind will do whatever it wants.
So to me, that's the kind of joke that is all about timing. So it really has to be I think it's got to be fast paced. I think it's got to be just like that. The amount of time between, and you know what I thought? And all I could think to myself was, and there's got to be a 1.5 beat or 1.25 beat. And then spoiler alert.
Because I don't know, my head's what an idiot, yes, and blah, blah, blah. That's what you're thinking, what a waste of money.
Yes, you're thinking so many things except spoiler alert.
You're thinking spoiler alert, but not spoiler alert.
Yes, exactly. So I'm excited to say that. I'm really hoping that I get pulled for the Stir Crazy this week. So I don't know if I will. We're doing this one early today, but I will know in 1 hour. So... actually, by the time this is uploaded, I will include at the end of this if I got pulled or not. So you have to listen all the way to the end. Look, we're at 48 minutes already. Just give it a few more minutes and I'll let you guys know if I got pulled. And if so, come check out Stir Crazy Comedy Club open mic on Wednesday.
Now, I will not come and crash your Bridget last laugh at Bridget's. But I will if you do get pulled for... Stir Crazy. I will come for that.
Yeah.
I'll see if Michelle wants to come.
Okay, cool. Hey, there's one other thing I want. I definitely want to go over. We had so much. Are you dying to get to something? Because I have something I need everyone to know. You said to me a couple of weeks ago, what does a kangaroo egg look like?
No.
And then you were like, kangaroos lay eggs, right? Oh, wait.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you surely did.
You know I didn't. No, yes. I said, what do you think a kangaroo egg looks like? And then there is a pause where you're looking into my eyes, and then there was a recognition in my eyes of what the fuck did I just say? And wait, kangaroos don't lay eggs.
So guys, if you find any kangaroo eggs, Melody is in the market. She wants to collect.
But you know why I said it. Was that we were watching a show, and he was finding these giant eggs I've never seen before. And he was talking about kangaroos. And for some reason, my brain was like, oh, that's a kangaroo egg. What the fuck?
So.
Time to get to something. We got to talk about the kangaroo egg.
You also said it's not gay to do butt stuff with a guy as long as you don't hold hands or nothing.
Wait, what?
You said this the other day, and I made sure to write it down. You said, no, it's not gay to do butt stuff with a guy as long as you don't hold hands or nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see what I was going with that. As long as you're not being intimate.
Yeah. This is going to be a portion of the show where you do bring stuff to the show. You just don't know quite what it is that you were bringing this week. I've got here written down to my new favorite post-leg workout walk, where you just kind of, is very gay. It's a very kind of, it's like a gay sachet away from the machine as you sort of, and you make a little like, a little, yeah. Like that was a good one. Super gay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What do you got on your board over there? We got 5 more minutes.
I mean, I have a few words, like as usual, but I don't know if we want to do
of them
the words.
Inchoate. Because I learned a new word from Stephen King the other day too. Inchoate.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, after your big leg workout thing, you know, you said you walk gay. I mean, that's a kind of like a gantry kind of walk.
Oh, isn't a gantry walk like a soldier?
Oh, wait, never mind. I was reading my definition, not the actual definition.
Is a gantry walk a soldier walk?
No.
Oh.
I thought gantry meant lanky and awkward, but that's not what it means.
What does it mean?
A bridge-like overhead structure with a platform supporting equipment such as a crane, railroad signals, lights.
A catwalk. A gantry walk.
A movable framework for supporting and servicing a rocket prior to launching.
Okay. I want to say, okay, yeah, gantry. I'm just crossing it up with, I think there's a military form of gantry as well.
Gant. I mean, there's like gant.
Gaunt? Gant?
Gant?
But gantry, a gantry walk is not a walk. It is they're calling it like the boardwalk, like a platform.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
walk. There's so much noise going on over there. What
I
do you
know.
Think they're doing?
I mean, it's her fault that she got kicked out of here.
She can't hold her business. She just needs to.
I know. I mean, before she would lay in the windowsill, and that was perfect.
Oh, no. You just said windowsill?
Windowsill. Windowsill.
Good recovery. Yeah, this is fun. This is. I missed it. I've missed this more than I thought I knew. Okay, so a gantry is a catwalk over a stage would be like a form of a gantry.
Okay, all right.
Buck and Ryder, don't do it. That's all I can say. What
it's
the fuck?
It's just so overpriced.
Yeah. The oysters are just, it's like, I understand liking oysters. I don't understand liking oysters so much that you think you can get away with the insane pricing that they have on the rest of the fish. Like flown in fresh, they still are frozen. You're literally not allowed. Well, I guess they're iced.
Yeah.
They're put on ice. It's all the same. Like when you get fish from most places, but they go through more. So they are definitely going through it, but they're not getting it flown in every single day. I'm sure they are getting fish deliveries every day, but the stuff that you ate could have been from yesterday because they didn't run out yesterday. That's how I know. And they don't just throw out the stuff that they didn't use. Oh, we're done with this grouper. No. No, you put it in the fridge and you keep it for a week because that's how long you get before it dies.
There are so many things about that dinner that were just disappointing. I think, but it was all like, it wasn't an isolated thing. It was everything all together.
The golf bros didn't help.
Being surrounded by the golf bros. I mean, if I'm in a room where there's like more than one person with a sweater wrapped around their neck, I just feel out of place.
It was Barrett Jackson, auto auction, golf bro money. Mm-hmm. And that thing is about to go dinging. So let's tie this up before that thing gets annoying. And we'll say, I can't, okay. this
full
is
stop.
So fast. And,
it went by really fast.
We're just gonna say,
all of this is temporary. Who was this podcast brought to us by?
Oh.
Cunts and...
I can't remember now, but Skim Milk, as always.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thanks for hanging around and having a listen. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.